Jason Dyke is a proud Aggie. There's a maroon Texas A&M flag outside his home in Coppell. Inside, he shows me photos of a prized possession. About 15 years ago, he and some of his college friends bought an old A&M school bus. Dyke calls them his bus family. They get together every football season.
So we all converge on College Station. We go pick the bus up, and then we drive it to the game and in the house we stay in.
Over the years, Dyke and his bus family have celebrated milestones and supported each other through tough times. They rallied around him when he lost his 11-year-old son, Carson. Carson was a sharp kid. He tutored classmates in math. He loved Star Wars and Legos. When he tried out for the school band, he passed on percussion instruments to form a trombone gang with his friends. And he wanted to be an Aggie, like his dad. Dyke says that night in April 2017 started out like any other.
My wife was home, and my middle son Ryan was here, and Carson was here, and Carson had a bad day, and he had gotten into an argument over a couple things at school. We're still not totally sure what happened.
The family went to visit a neighbor. Carson didn't want to join. They came back home around dinner time.
Ryan and I got in the car and drove back over here to come get Carson, and by then it was dark, and I went upstairs to get him, and I found him.
Carson had died by suicide. Soon, police and paramedics descended on the house. The Dyke family rushed to a nearby hospital. They left empty-handed.
And as I was signing him out, I was kind of half-joking, but I asked for my brochure. And they said, what brochure? And I said, the brochure that's going to tell me what to do. And they said, well, if you call a funeral home, they'll walk you through the process. And that was it.
The next few days were a haze. Dyke's bus family rushed to Coppell to be by his side.
You're so low and you just don't know how to think or what to do when you're at the funeral home. And at one point they tried to sell me this big $800 spray of flowers to go on the casket. And I remember thinking, I need to buy these flowers because I don't want people to think I didn't love my son. And that's how low you get. And our friend said, no, instead we're going to put an A&M flag on the casket because we're all Aggies. And that meant more to me than a bunch of dumb flowers ever would have.
Dyke thought families like his could use more support. His wife, April, wrote a Facebook post detailing how they got through their loss to try and help others. In the months that followed, the Dykes launched Carson's Village, a nonprofit that walks families through the aftermath of a sudden death at no cost. They get referrals from hospitals, police, religious groups, and more all over the country. Some families need help with funeral arrangements. Others need counseling to process their grief. Take Ola Iromini. She didn't know who to call when she lost her baby girl to a miscarriage this past January. She was 32 weeks pregnant, and most of her family was in Nigeria.
I was by myself. I am new in America. How am I supposed to make an arrangement for the burial of the baby?
The staff at Parkland Hospital told her about Carson's Village. The group helped Iromini set up a website to honor her daughter, Mackenzie. People read Iromini's story and made donations to cover funeral costs.
It made me feel like I wasn't pregnant to get nothing in return. It still made me feel like I'm a real mother.
To date, Carson's Village has worked with more than 100 families. Jason Dyke says this work helps him heal. Carson lives on in the details, from his photo in the group's brochures to the phone number.
So the toll-free number is 877-789-0722. And have you ever heard the joke, why six is scared of seven?
Because 789.
Because 789. So I used to tell that joke all the time to the kids, and they hated it. Now I win because it's on the phone number.
It's a great dad joke.
Yes, awesome dad joke. And you know what? So it's there. And I've got to give credit to my wife. She was the one that thought it up. But so it's 789, and then 0722 is Carson's birthday.
Dyke keeps Lego figurines on his desk, Carson's favorite, and he passes them out to families he works with. It makes him feel like Carson isn't really gone. Saida Hassan, KERA News.